Welcome to the Self-Care in Long-Term Care podcast series. In the previous podcasts, we identified how resilient teams recognize burnout and create healthy work environments. Today, we are going to discuss mindfulness as it relates to self-care, including how to teach mindfulness to others on your team. Making sure our own needs are met is just as important as taking care of the people we love the most. Unfortunately, sometimes caring for ourselves can feel challenging because we are faced with turning our attention inwards. However, there are simple ways that we can get through the discomfort and become stronger on the other side. Self-care is asking yourself what you need and then following through with an honest answer. Self-care means taking an active role in protecting yourself, your well-being, and pursuing your happiness through having the tools, ability, and resources to respond to periods of stress. Mindfulness is one concept for providing self-care by being purposeful about self-care. Mindfulness is the ability to be fully present and aware of what we are doing, where we are, and not overly reactive or overwhelmed by what is going on around us. Simply stated, mindfulness is about being aware of without being consumed by what is going on. Mindfulness plays a role in navigating challenging situations and how we engage in self-care. Mindfulness is focusing your attention on experiencing the present without judgment from the past or worries about the future. You are simply living in the moment. When you focus your energy on your breathing and your body sensations, you enter a state of mental health where you can remove yourself from emotionally charged repetitive thoughts or feelings. This allows us to observe at a distance with self-awareness and creates a detached perspective where we are not driven by our emotions to the situation or the event. Said differently, when we engage in mindfulness, we can create a gap where logical reasoning can enter. We separate our responses from the reactions that are often emotionally driven. We allow for logic to critically think about the situation, and that provides us with the opportunity to examine the situation without preconceived notions based on our past experiences or our concerns for the future. We are able to embrace each moment in the present. Mindfulness is about being purposeful. We are being purposeful in taking time for self-care. Here are some things to consider about self-care and how mindful you are about it. First, let's explore physical self-care. How often do you eat regularly and healthily? How often do you exercise? Do you get medical care when it's needed? Do you take time off work when you are sick? Do you do some form of fun physical activities such as dancing, swimming, walking, running, or playing sports? Do you get enough sleep? Now let's look at psychological self-care. Do you take day trips or mini vacations? Do you make time away from telephones, emails, and the internet or social media? Do you make time for your self-reflection? Do you listen to your inner thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, and feelings? Do you write in a journal? Do you say no to extra responsibilities? Next is emotional self-care. Do you spend time with others whose company you enjoy? Do you stay in contact with important people in your life? Do you give yourself affirmations or praise? Do you reread your favorite books or review favorite movies? Do you identify comforting activities, objects, people, or places and then seek them out? Do you allow yourself to cry? Do you find things that make you laugh? Now let's look at spiritual self-care. Do you make time for reflection? Do you spend time in nature? Do you have a spiritual connection or community? Do you cherish optimism and hope? Are you aware of non-material aspects of your life? Are you open to not knowing? Do you identify what is meaningful to you and notice its place in your life? Do you meditate or pray? Do you make gratitude lists or contribute to causes that you believe in? Do you read inspirational literature or listen to inspirational talks or music? Next is relationship self-care. Do you schedule regular dates with your partner? Do you schedule regular activities with your children? Do you make time to see friends? Do you call, check on, or see your relatives? Do you spend time with your companion animals? Do you stay in contact with faraway friends? Do you make time to reply to personal emails, letters, and/or send holiday cards? Do you allow others to do things for you? Do you ask for help when you need it? Do you share your fears, hopes, and secrets with someone you trust? Now let's look at workplace or professional self-care. Do you take a break during the workday? Do you take time to chat with coworkers or peers? Do you make quiet time to complete tasks? Do you identify projects or tasks that are exciting and rewarding? Do you create balance in the workday? Do you arrange your workspace so it is comfortable and comforting? Do you get regular supervision and consultation? Do you have a peer support group? All these areas contribute to your mindfulness about self-care. If you find yourself thinking that you either don't do the item mentioned or you don't do it to its fullest potential, you have an area of opportunity for further growth and development. Self-care and mindfulness go hand in hand and are a continuous process. The best part is that we can teach mindfulness strategies to our teams to help them succeed as well. Often, we find ourselves rushing from one task to the next. We are so caught up in the minutiae that we forget about all the amazing things that are happening every day. In long-term care, our residents need us to care for them. But if we are not taking a moment to care for ourselves, how can we expect to care for them to the best of our abilities? We get caught up in multitasking because we have so many things that demand our attention. Sometimes we put ourselves on autopilot just to get through the day. This leads to fatigue, frustration, and burnout. When we open ourselves up to mindfulness and being purposeful about self-care, we are better able to handle challenging situations and events that arise. You can teach your team members to practice mindfulness and self-care by creating a mindfulness checklist. The mindfulness checklist can be as simple as dedicating time and space for mindfulness and self-care practices, making a conscious effort to focus on the present moment without judgment based on past experiences or worries about the future, allowing yourself to do nothing and just be present, not dwelling on the past and not planning for the future. Sometimes we need to forget about the time and just be in the moment itself. Pay attention to your thoughts, emotions, words, and motivations. Notice your judgments and criticisms, but then let them pass. Return to the present moment and remember to not be too hard on yourself. When your mind wanders off during these moments of practice, gently bring your attention back to the present and continue without judgment. You can break the cycle by taking one day at a time, one moment at a time, and giving yourself kindness. Encourage your team members to do the same. As we bring this podcast to a close, remember that it is okay to provide yourself with and encourage others to do self-care by being mindful about it. Not only is self-care and mindfulness one of the best methods to build resilient teams, but if we aren't caring for ourselves, Who else will? Remember, the change you make today could make all your tomorrows better. Until the next podcast, be well and take a moment to provide yourself with a little self-care. Recognize the signs of burnout and promote resiliency among your team members by being mindful. Thank you for joining us today.